USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're going to have a great 4th of July in Washington, D.C. It'll be like no other. It'll be special.
President Trump gears up for the big Independence Day celebration Thursday in Washington, D.C.
And I hope a lot of people come, and it's going to be about this country, and it's a salute to America.
The president outlining the plan as he speaks with reporters after a bill signing in the Oval Office.
I'm going to be here, and I'm going to say a few words, and we're going to have planes going overhead, the best fighter jets in the world, and other planes, too.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors like the fact the U.S. and China resuming trade talks. The news sends the S&P 500 during the session to an all-time high, the Dow up 117 points to close at 26,717, the NASDAQ up almost 85 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," exclamation point. The very latest now on that deadly small plane crash in Addison, Texas. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Beechcraft BE-350 King Air was headed to St. Petersburg, Florida, when it crashed on takeoff at the Addison Municipal Airport that is located in North Dallas. The plane was taking off at the south end of the airport and had just lifted off the runway when it suddenly veered left, crashing into the hangar. From the National Transportation Safety Board, on scene investigating the deadly Sunday morning crash. I'm John Clemens.
The investigation there ongoing. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A group of Republican state senators skipped town as they protest a climate change bill. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Oregon Republican state senators made national news when they left the state to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The senators were threatened by the governor numerous times to come back, and they did once the legislative session was over, and now the bill is essentially dead. Oregon Republican Senator Tim Kanopf was one of the senators hiding out. He tells Fox News where he was hiding.
I ended up in four different states, but ultimately landed in Idaho at Lake Coeur d'Alene. The reason we left is because the governor said that she would arrest her political opponents if we didn't come back to the Capitol. And obviously we were having a constitutional, peaceful political protest, and we just felt like that we had to be in safe and secure locations.
The Vatican issuing a stern reminder to priests around the world. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
It's reaffirming Catholic policy that priests cannot reveal what they've heard in confession under any circumstances, regardless of any government attempts to get the information. The church putting out the document Monday in apparent response to some efforts by Australia and some other governments to get priests to open up in cases of sexual abuse. The document approved by Pope Francis maintains the secret of confession comes directly from divine law and no exceptions can be made.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.